Keith, would you mind coming and welcoming the Lord here?
Good afternoon, all, and thank you, Lord, for a double portion upon us this afternoon as you have blessed us this morning in your word, in the ways of your kingdom, in the now. That you would bless us also this afternoon, Father God, with understanding of your word and what you would have of us in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you the freedom that we do have to come together. To come together, that you have blessed us with the freedom within this country, with the government you have appointed over us, Almighty God. And we are blessed and we give you thanks. It's certainly not of man. It is all thanks to you. And we thank you for blessing us and for blessing those who are near and far, Lord, that you love and care for us all, and that we only have this freedom in Jesus' name alone. We thank you, Almighty God, for the blessings of this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing, As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Create in me a clean heart.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God.
Is that why we serve Him? Because we love Him? Praise the Lord. Isn't it such a wonderful thing? We're not bound by the things of the law or anything like that, but it's by love that we serve Him. Anybody can't turn you away from from that love that he's given you, that we can give back to him. Zenny, Sister Jen, thank you, Brother Paul.
When I was playing the organ this morning, my fingers were getting sort of not numb but fizzy, you know, and I couldn't do the keys properly for a bit. And that was all right. I just shook it and carried on. But then when I went back to my seat, I had some pains and that, and the enemy started whispering to me. He said, "You're not very well." You know, and started pointing at the symptoms. And as Brother Lee was praying, I just put my hand up and I said, "Thank you, Lord, by your stripes I'm healed." And hallelujah. Within seconds, really, it just went from me, and I knew it was just an enemy whispering. And I just praise the Lord for hearing me, for honouring his word. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's that simple, isn't it? Just to, if you want to be remembered for the Lord, just one from Sister Barbara as well. Thanks, Brother Paul.
Well, I'd just like to thank the Lord for watching over us and really for giving us this holiday. Every time we went to do something on a cruise or a bus trip or even just staying in some of the motor camps, there was discounts all the way through, and it wasn't because we've got a gold card, and it wasn't because it was their winter times. We would just arrive at a nice site and ask what they had, and they'd say, "Oh, yeah, that's right, that's $30 reduced per person," and just a whole lot of things like that. I mean, the Milford trip was only $59 each, and that's not a normal price either. So we just thank the Lord, and the places we stayed at, the dock sites or the motor camps, they were just really, really good facilities. And we only had a couple of days rain, but yeah, the Lord gave us some beautiful scenery of the rugged mountains. And yeah, we just thank the Lord. We came back really refreshed. Yeah.
You know, most people would call that luck, but isn't it just lovely that you can give, you know, give the Lord all the praise and all the glory and know that it's him. Yeah, thank you.
I'd truly like to thank the Lord. My younger sister Dawn went to see Shirley on Friday, and then she had an appointment at the doctor. So after she saw Shirley and she saw another friend, and then she was going to the doctor, and she had an accident, and a man hit her on the left-hand side of the car and spun her completely around, and she got out of the car with not a scratch, really. And I really do, she said to me, she said, it was like a dream. She said, I just wondered what was happening. She said, she wasn't scared, she wasn't anything. And she went to the doctor and they checked her out, but she's fine. And I rang her later in the afternoon and she was fine. There was no bruising. I mean, the bruising could still come out. But what I'm saying is the policeman took her home and she was just so, but she said to me, it was like a dream. She said to herself, what's happening? And I really believe, I mean, I do believe it was the Lord, and that was the same thing that happened to Dean and Michelle when the wind blew the cabin and his truck over the four wheels upside up in the air, and he and Dean got, and Jason got out, and they said it was just, he had such peace about it. And I really do thank the Lord, particularly with Dawn, because I mean, she goes to church, but I mean, she ain't no, don't know the Lord at all. But I mean, at the same time, he's got his hand on, and I thank God for it. I really do. But I haven't phoned her today, but I will phone her when I go home. But now I was talking to her, and she's just so well. She said, not even I think on one of her arthritis was had a wee scratch on there. That's about it. But she was just like a dream. She said, what's happening? When she spun completely around, the car's right off. So I just truly thank God, and I believe he's got his hand on her. She's got to come. She's Amen. Barbie, we need your prayers. She's got to come.
Yes, she does.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We'll just wait for the Lord to tell her that, and then she'll have no choice. Praise the Lord. Is there any others? One from Brother Peter. Thank you.
I was blessed by a quote that I heard only yesterday. And it simply says, grace is only given to those who fail. Think of those words, grace is only given to those who fail. We've all failed.
Praise the Lord.
On Friday, we went, after swimming, we went to Hackensafe, and I met up with my sister and her husband. And her husband is 85, and she's 81. And then we started talking, and then she was telling me about her daughter, Ivy. I said, what's the matter with her? And then she said to me that they had her on the machine, on the life machine. And I said, she knows the Lord. And she said, yes. And then she said to me that they took her off the machine because they were expecting her to die. But she came out of it. I said, praise the Lord. I said, there's nothing that's impossible for God. And this is my eldest sister. She comes to my home, and I minister to her about the Lord Jesus Christ. What can God do for her family? And she said, yes. And then I met up with my cousin, David Harvey. And then we sort of stopped. And we started talking to him. But I believe, because I said to my sister, I said, she knows the Lord. And because God is with her and her husband. Because while I was in Wellington, living in Wellington, it was I the one that led her to the Lord. And the pastor, that was her pastor, it was Harold that used to come here. Harold and Reddy Moan. Yes, so she's up and well. She's doing good.
Praise the Lord. There's one from Brother Tatu as well, isn't there?
Open the word today. Today is the day of salvation. But also just the faith, you know, because I've been procrastinating this old elderly lady, and she does gardening. She said, oh, I need help to do the weeds over there. And I just finished uprooting all the ivy on one side of the, and man, I think all my hips and back were all achy. And she said to me, I just look at her, I thought, man, that's a lot of, but never mind that. I just got to grab hold of that word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, we'll just have one more song and then I'll ask Brother Albert to come. Let's sing number 397, When Jacob Met the Lord.
When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night and wrestled there alone unto the lonely night, he found the princely title. I want to come to praise me. I want and kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want and full salvation to billows of heaven on me when Israel. Proceed for them and proud the This is the day of grace, the Comforter is here. We are a chosen race, now God is drawing near. He's waiting to be gracious, the prayer of faith to hear. And then, I want that kind of blessing that changes and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to live in the course game. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation to live in the
held.
Praise the Lord. I think it's just a flat battery this morning. Maybe not turning it off properly. Anyway, we'll see. Got a new battery in now. Put the brakes well. That'll be it. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Just got a short message here today. We pray that the God will speak to us. It's found in James chapter 5, verse 7. Shall we stand to read the word of God? Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Wow. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. May God bless this precious word, and I just want to say that right here, that early and until he received the early and latter rain. There's coming an early and latter rain before the coming of the Lord. Now, that's not going to be rain outside. It's going to be rain in your soul. The power of God like you've never seen. So I'm under expectation. Who's under expectation? Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So I want to speak about patience unto the coming of the Lord. I really believe we need patience. I really do. Because the enemy's pressing us down, pressing the believer down, trying to wear the saints out, the Bible says. He wears the saints out. So all you've been testifying, all got different problems. Lee's hobbling around. You know, different ones. Who was saying that, you know, it just, the pressure's on. June had a pain in her chest. And but the Lord's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So it's very clear today that, excuse me, patience is required unto the coming of the Lord. It says so. We're going to need patience until he gets here. And he'll come right on time. As the scripture admonished us, that we will need much patience. But it will be worth it all. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. And in that song, we should sing that sometime. I believe that the time we are living in requires encouragement. Do you believe that? May God, through his word, encourage each one that listens, here and afar. In Romans 10:17, we read this. So when faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want faith? Start listening to the word. Don't listen to your cell phones. Open your Bible. Open your word book and read what God has said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The best comfort we can receive in this last day is from God's word. Not what we feel or how we feel. Why? Because we know his word will come to pass just as he said. God's word
Sister Bubs, is going to come to pass exactly as he said. Not how I feel or you feel. He'll do it. Right on. Amen. So we just pray that God will bless us there. The hour we're living in requires a godly patience. It's a godly patience, not just human patience, a godly patience. We have been told, we know from the scriptures, that patience is a must. It's a dangerous thing when a person becomes impatient. Why? Because they have a tendency, when a person becomes impatient, to make wrong decisions and take wrong actions under pressure. So how much more is in our crucial hour that we are living in? It's like we've been pre-warned of the great need of patience. We're going to need it, saints. We're going to need spiritual patience that God gives us. And it says, but patience, let be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. And God knew that you and I would need this patience. We're just going to need it just before his coming. So who believes they're going to get it? And God will give it to you. He will give it to you. Some, unfortunately, will fall out of the race. That is true. We've seen that. Because of a lack of patience. Now, the symptoms of a lack of patience. Firstly, if we know the scriptures, we'll be in some way prepared. What are the symptoms of a lack of godly patience? What will we see amongst professing believers? The Bible reveals that the Lord will delay his coming. I don't like saying that, but that's what it says. He may have already been in the delay stage some time. That is so clearly apparent in a number of scriptures. That is the number one reason for people's impatience. It's almost like a great test just before he returns for his bride. Where's the Lord? Where's the Lord? Notice carefully this prophecy given of this day found in Luke 12:43. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he shall come, shall find so doing. He won't be sound asleep. He'll be doing. For of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken. And the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that's a terrible thing to happen. To be appointed with the unbelievers? Why? Because you're sleeping. You weren't doing when he came. May God help us to see these things. It's an awful thing to fall, to appoint him his portion with unbelievers. The first thing we notice is he never an open confession of doubt. It's never an open confession of doubt. There's no one goes around and says, oh, where's the Lord delaying? Why is he taking a time to get here? Jesus said, if that servant say in his heart, not either through his lips, but in his heart, he's lying in bed and he's questioning, why is the Lord not coming? Why my Lord delayeth his coming? But their actions will declare their lack of patience. They begin to ill-treat their own brothers and sisters of the household of God. You say, oh no, I don't see any of that, just listen. Like they lose respect for the body of Christ. Secondly, they begin to manifest a careless and carefree life. They're not as dedicated and earnest as they used to be. No longer are they chaste and circumspect. They begin to backslide. just looking out here this afternoon. Doesn't look too good. Being realistic. We used to get 70 in here in recent months. People say, an afternoon service, I really need to get to sleep. So do I. We all need to sleep. But brothers and sisters, we've got a service we should be found doing if he comes this afternoon or this evening. Another symptom is one that is even more dangerous because it is slow acting. When impatience, when we don't have patience, slow acting, they begin to manifest a spiritual laziness or a carefree lethargy. In Matthew 25, verse 1 to 5, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. These people actually believe they are the bride of Christ and go out to meet him. They're not worldly people. No. They're actually claiming to be the bride. They go out to meet him. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil, no Holy Spirit with them. They would have gone to church. Oh, yes. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Two things. They took the Holy Ghost in their vessel with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And this is not a spiritual sleep. It's a spiritual sleep. So we see, brother and sister, this is really and really important. We see foretelling of God. He is delaying his return. The Lord is delaying his return. And the reason he's delaying, because he has long patience for souls. Long patience that they'll all come in. This is why we all need patience unto the coming of the Lord. And it's because of this, the waiting brides began to spiritually sleep. The tragedy was, their state before God was already fixed before they fell asleep. Because when they woke up, it was too late. The foolish virgin was not ready in her heart and went to sleep. Because nothing was happening and took her carefree attitude. May God help us all. Who wants to be helped? Amen. Yes, this same symptom is prophesied elsewhere concerning our day. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we read, the second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, that's now. Scoffers, that's now. Walking after their own lusts and saying. Now, these are not unbelievers. No, they're not. Read what it says. Saying, where is the promise of his coming? Go and ask the people out there, when is he coming? So who's coming? They wouldn't have a clue about the coming of the Lord. These are people that claim to be the bride of Christ. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, passed away, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. So we see, this is the condition. Those that are absolutely aware of the Lord's return, these are not, as I said, the world. Not at all. They're not. They believe in the coming of the Lord. They say, oh, he's not coming. He's not coming. He's not coming. They fall asleep. Spiritually. They know what the scriptures, the prophet have said, but they run out of patience. This lack of patience is an inherited human failure, which must all be personally addressed. You all must personally address it in your life. In the Old Testament, it was spoken of in Jeremiah 17, 15. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. Where is God then? Where is your God? They start challenging. Listen to the amazing scripture. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. In other words, because somebody has done something wrong and they're not punished straight away, therefore the heart of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. Oh, God doesn't take any notice of me doing this. I'm doing this and no one knows and God doesn't know. He's not doing anything to me. That's a terrible spirit that comes in right at the end. We see it there. Here we see the exact problem. They ran out of patience and assumed God does not see their works. But God sees everything you do. He saw what you did this morning. He'll see what you do tonight and tomorrow and the next day. God sees everything. Who believes that?
Amen.
Nothing said. So this is a scary time to be living. It really is scary. For me it is. I don't take it lightly. I say, Lord, show me what I must do. Show me what I need to do, Lord. Don't let me be a dreamboat. Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be in the right place. We see a real attitude problem amongst believers. It's so subtle. People are running out of patience unto his coming. But the word of God tells us clearly. The symptoms are numerous. Again, Jesus giving the last day prophecy. Matthew 24:10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. You say, oh, they wouldn't. Well, Judas did. He was a disciple. He betrayed Jesus. When the pressure comes on, brother and sister, this is what happens. So let's be careful. There's your beating of the men servants and maidens. They shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and many shall deceive many. That's everywhere. A false prophet is a preacher. That's what they are. And they preach their own little doctrine and theory. We've got to stay close to God in humility. Again, false prophets trying to make him come early. Oh, the Lord has come already. Just a lie. If he's come already, why are they here? When it says, we'll come in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and we'll meet him in the clouds of the air. I was looking at the clouds of the air in the evening yesterday. I think, man, that's beautiful. Big white billowing. Do you see all the blue sky behind it? I said, Lord, I'm going to meet you up there one day. I'll meet him in the clouds. Hallelujah. So may God help us all. Many will be deceived. So we see the Bible speaks of this impatience. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 18, who concerning the truth have erred, concerning the truth have gone into error, saying that the resurrection has passed already. People actually believe that. Can you believe this? They actually say it's passed already. And then we're in the millennium while you're looking at one big disappointed brother. If this is a millennium, I'm very disappointed. I want to say it's not the millennium. We're on the verge of the coming of the Lord. And it says, shall overthrow faith of some. So it's a horrible thing. A horrible spirit gets hold of people. Some believers really believe this. But back to our reading in Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, bound in iniquity, doing things wrong, they know it's wrong and continue to do it every day. The iniquitous spirit on a person. If God tells you to quit doing it, do it. Don't question it. Just don't do it. You want to be in the rapture? You'll do what he tells you to do. So may the Lord help us all. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, not some, the love of God in many shall wax cold. They lose that first love we spoke about this morning. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Do you know that we're going to require endurance? Who believes that? This is the last day. I tell you, you're going to be shocked at the way people won't endure. They give up, throw their hands in the sky, no patience. But God's children will hold on. This is an attribute of a child of God. They'll hold on. They're not impatient. They, by God's grace, hold on to the end. Furthermore, they are kept by the power of God. Amen. I quote that about every day. You're kept by the power of God. You feel you can't make it, Sister Merle? He'll keep you to the end. Hallelujah. Say, praise the Lord. I think I heard some brethren over there on that come through then, on the other side of the world, praising the Lord. Who loves the Lord out there? Say, praise the Lord. Amen. Furthermore, we're kept by the power of God. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, verse 4, it says, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It's reserved for you, Paul, and for me. Who wants to be a part of that?
Amen.
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're in the last time. This is the seed time. This is harvest time. We're going to see some very wonderful things happen, brothers and sisters. Not imagination. You're going to see some very evil things too. Because both seeds will come to maturity. The Antichrist and the true child of God, the Spirit of God, will manifest its glory. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Let us start, Lord. Let us be ready. They that endure to the end. They're not easily influenced, these people. No. They're settled and steadfast in their hearts. They're not caught away with some silly idea, some little doctrine thing. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to say any more about it. There's people in this country believe they are the blood of Christ. Your mind gets boggled, doesn't it? That's an absolute lie of the devil. We are not the blood of Christ. We are redeemed by the blood of Christ. But people get these crazy, insane thoughts. That's why we've got to be steadfast unto the end. They know the hour that we're living in and will not be caught unawares. In Luke 21, verse 34, we read, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. The cares of life can drag you down. Watch them. You've got to watch the cares of life. So that the day come upon you unawares, creeps up on you. You're oppressed and dragged down with daily cares. Watch it. You've been warned. For as a snare shall it come upon all, not some, all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Jesus speaking. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape, praise God, all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I believe he'll keep us to the end. Hallelujah. I just want to read this before we close. Some brother Branham said, the time is at hand, church. The time is at hand. Don't wait any longer. See, how do you know the rapture is not going on all the time? First thing you know, the first thing you know, it'll be past. One disappearing, the here and there. It'll be gone. The first thing you know, judgment will strike the world. You say, well, I thought this. It's too late now. Remember, they didn't know until the day they entered the ark, and then it was too late. Perfect parallel of today. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be in the end of the coming of the Lord. The foolish virgin didn't know until she came back and found the wise virgin. Then she was left for the tribulation period. I can't even begin to express the horror of being left for a tribulation period, because Jesus said it's the worst time in world history. Get sincere. Don't play around, brother and sister. Push into God. Seek the God of the now. Say, Lord, I just want to be a part of it. In closing, brothers and sisters, let us not become impatient. Ask God to make us more sincere and vigilant as we await His coming. Sincere and vigilant, getting souls in. Let us draw close to God for the remainder of this year, like no other time. It won't be long now before Jesus will come. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Who believes it? He's going to come. He's going to come. He'll be right on time. He'll not be a minute late or a minute early. In Romans 2:7, to them who by patient continuance, got to continue in well-doing, seek for glory and honor, immortality and eternal life. And the last scripture, and then we close. I want you to read this one, Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Don't cast it away. Which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. It's everywhere in the Bible. You have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Praise God. For you a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Isn't that a good, beautiful verse? It's actually coming a time, Brother Peter. He's not going to tarry anymore. He's coming. The scripture says the Spirit and the bride say, come. I tell you what, it's going to be a wonderful time. Surely he come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's our desire. Shall we just stand for prayer now? Every heart bowed, every head bowed. You people out there, you just bow your heads too and your hearts to God. Lord Jesus, we have spoken about where we are in need of godly patience. We see it very clearly in the scriptures. It's everywhere. We've been warned about it. People come slack, lose all patience. Lord, I just pray you'll really help us to love you. We love you because you first loved us and gave yourself for us. Lord, we just pray that you'll prepare each one of our hearts here, and those even not here this afternoon, our brothers and sisters, Lord, we pray you'll be with them and bless them and give them a thirst in their souls to be patient unto the coming of the Lord. Just bless each one, Lord. We just love you, Lord. We just think you're so wonderful. You're so good to us. And Lord, you are very patient on us, very long-suffering. But Lord, we just pray that you'd cause us all to be more vigilant and sober, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Lord, we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Meet each need, Lord. May we draw closer to you this evening as we even upon our beds think about these things. If I become impatient and as a result become a little slack, Lord, I pray that you'll stir us up by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Hallelujah, my Lord. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I hear the Holy One shout, thank you. I just heard somebody say something. I don't know how to explain that. But somebody says, I can't live a holy life. You know what? You're right. You can't. But if you ask the Lord to direct you, it's not you living a perfect life, but you want to live right. That's what he sees. You want to live right, and that pleases the Lord. And you shun the wrong, and you do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for me. Well, who loves the Lord Jesus? He's precious. He's our Heavenly Father. He's our Savior. He's our baptizer. He's our healer. He's our burden bearer. He's our encourager. He's everything to me. Hallelujah. He's everything. He's everything to me. Everything. Everything to me. My mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father.
Close in prayer and then we'll sing it again. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, we just commit ourselves into your hands, Lord, and we just, Lord, just pray that you would go with us on our way, Lord, as we walk, Lord, through this week, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you'd be standing by our sides, Lord. You promised you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, so we take, Lord, great courage, Lord, and comfort, I suppose, Lord Jesus, and knowing that your promises stand true, Lord, and we believe them, Lord. And just commit each one into your hands, Lord. Those that would be listening as well, we just pray that you would be their portion in their time of listening, Lord, and commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything. My sister and my brother, he's everything to me.
Let's sing one more time.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother.
Dismissed. May the Lord be with you.